You've been listening to Mentoring Matters, Mentoring in Today's Business World with hosts Rainey Petrin and Dave Carson. If you have a question for Rainey, Dave, or their guests, please call us now at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now, back to Mentoring Matters.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm Rainey Petrin, President of Manager Mentors, along with my colleague Dave Carson from the UK. And we're joined today in our conversation on mentoring and return on investment by two of our guests. We have Judy Frank from BAE Systems, and we have Steve McCarthy from Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Welcome back, everybody. And continuing our conversation, when we left, Steve, you were talking about senior management's support from with regard to the return on investment. Were you all set? Is there anything else you want to share about that?
They really were engaged at the get-go, and that really helped our program to be successful. The stories that evolved from the employees thanking management over the course of the program for the value that it delivered to them professionally and personally really cemented that commitment. And then the metrics on the backside, I think was just the icing on the cake.
Great. Judy, what about you from your perspective in terms of senior management?
Yeah, I think it's critical, and we've had some really good success around this in terms of having a champion for the program, a senior-level individual who champions the mentoring program and is there as an advocate for both the mentors and the mentorees right at the onset of the mentoring program. And that person is somebody at the most senior executive level who comes in, shares some experiences that he or she has had around mentoring and how it's impacted their development as a leader, and why it's really important on behalf of the company that these people participate in this program. So that's really helped year upon year with our program.
Great, great. One of the things you've been talking about in the first segment were, statistics in terms of what people are saying and the studies that have been done. And I think that's really an important part of trying to promote mentoring, but also to indicate that mentoring has a value and it's successful if it's implemented well. But what I'd like to talk a little bit about, if any of us could share that, is kind of the personal pieces. In other words, I think mentoring is more powerful just in terms of the transformational impact it can have on the individual that we can't always measure statistically, but it's basically shared by that person. Do any of you have any of that kind of data or information or share some ideas about that?
Well, I can speak a little bit around that. In terms of sharing some of that data, what we're hearing from the mentors, and we have across BA Systems in most of our lines of business, we have an issue around the aging workforce, and I'm sure most companies are addressing this need as well in terms of filling successors' roles with high potentials. And what the mentoring aspect has done within our program is allowed the mentors to see the true potential of some up-and-coming young future leaders and what they really can people can do for the company and change their perspective around that. So it's not only allowing them to share critical knowledge that needs to be utilized within the company when they're no longer with us and they retire, but it's allowing them to, it's a cultural shift, and it's allowing them to change their views on somebody who may not need 20 years of service to become a director per se. Because we're really trying to accelerate people's careers with both leadership programs and mentoring and knowledge transfer. So it's really assisted in that, changing people's views on the potential of people and knowledge transfer.
That's great. Steve, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I think that I'll go a slightly different approach because I agree with a lot of what Judy was saying from our program, but on an individual basis, we had a young, talented professional named Nicole. And Rainey, I think that you met her in the past when we were going through, the pilot with your guidance.
Yes.
And, Nicole just flat out told us that, she would not be here today if it were not for the mentoring program. And we probed her a little bit on that and, wanted to learn a little bit more about her personal story. And she said, look, it came down to this. I knew the company cared. I knew the company cared about retention. And I understood that from a business perspective. But I knew that my mentor was going to care about me. you care about me as an individual. And I realized that they were giving me that kind of environment. I realized that that was the kind of corporation that I wanted to be with.
And, you know, to me, you know, now this wasn't planned. Now, we didn't plan this ahead of time where I called you and said, hey, bring up the call. This is quite spontaneous. But, you know, what you just articulated, Steve, was what I try to tell people what mentoring can do. And it's that piece right there, which is that it's about a relationship. And if you can get the right matches to create that relationship, that's the kind of experience the mentee ought to have, which is that sense of you care about me personally, you know, professionally and personally, beyond just what the company cares about.
She was a compelling professional that we probably would have lost with our standard programs, and our standard programs were pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, the story that she told was absolutely the case. We couldn't make it up. And I tell you, that probably sold our highest-ranking executive here in my operation. That sold him more than any of the stats did.
Is that right?
I think so.
Wow. I think that I know that I've been at situations where we we do an evaluation or we do quarterly sessions. One of the things we do, as both of you know, is we come in and do a quarterly sessions. And I've had mentees, and this has happened to several companies, literally stand up and replicate this, but also at times actually be in tears because they've been so moved by the fact this has been such a powerful experience. And this can happen in the first 3 months of the relationship. And I've had it happen, you know, when they've been in it 6 or 9 months, but even the first 3 months I've had people do that. And that's the kind of return on investment, I think, in terms of power that is hard to put a number on. But that, to me, is the more powerful return on investment because it does talk about a renewed commitment to the company. Because obviously, if I feel I've been tended to in some way, I would be much more loyal to the company, much more committed to its goals, and feel like this is the place I belong.
Well, I'll tack on a quick follow-up if I could.
Yes.
We took Nicole to one of our national meetings where we piloted the mentoring program with management mentors guidance, you know, in our operation here locally, and then it started rolling out across our corporation. And, you know, we knew that the stats were one thing, and the stats certainly sold certain folks and what have you. But, you know, Nicole's story in the breakouts where we were rolling out the overview of the program to other operations, it's Nicole's story that people still talk about today. You know, so I just kind of reinforce your point that, you know, I mean, a lot of the metrics are immensely helpful, like the Gartner study, but, you know, for whatever reasons, people connect really emotively when they hear that individual story. You know, they connect a lot more deeply with the purpose of the program and how it can really be helpful.
Yeah. Judy, were you going to add something?
That's a great story, Steve. I think a lot of it boils down to the trust and the relationship as well. On both parties, we've continuously receive feedback on they just can't believe, you know, the mentoree per se can't believe how much trust is built within the relationship. And going into it, because we do matches ourselves at the HR level without having them pre-select who their mentor is going to be.
Right.
We're doing the matches. And so they don't have a lot of insight into who they're being matched with. But it's around the key competencies that they're looking to be developed in and things like that. But they are continuously impressed with how much trust is built and how much success the mentor wants for the relationship and vice versa. And the mentors continually reporting out, you know, they want to mentor somebody else beyond the program. They want to be reassigned. And I just wanted to share also that after the program's end, we always go out and ask them, will you be continuing? The formal program has ended. Would you like to continue with your relationships? And for the last 3 years, we've had anywhere from 80% to 95% have stayed with their mentor.
Is that right?
Informally, yes.
Wow. That's better than I thought. That's good.
Yeah, so they've been continuing staying, you know, beyond an unstructured program with their mentor.
Well, that statistic, what it does indicate is that the process that you follow gets people to establish trustful relationships. So once you've established those, they have a life of their own after the formal program. And that's really, again, the what I call the extended benefits of mentoring. Beyond just what you accomplish, you know, in terms of the time frame that you, for the formal program, you have all these, if you will, these extra benefits. And you start creating what I call a mentoring culture, hopefully.
Right.
Because ultimately we would hope that those who are being mentored will turn around and volunteer to mentor other people.
Yes, and a lot of other mentoring programs across the company have spun off as a result of the success and the stories and, you know, the hearing feedback across the company. So they'll contact us, you know, all of the time asking, can you help us, assist us in setting up a similar structure? And so it's really a great thing. We have many mentoring programs across the company starting up.
Yeah. So one of the things I hear from what both of you are saying, and particularly Steve's point, is that, and you may not get this initially when you do your first pilot, but once you've got your pilot, or even in the middle of a pilot, if you hear you need to develop a story, you need to have a story that's personal, that may really impact your being able to market the program or the benefits of mentoring to other parts of the organization, but particularly senior management.
Definitely.
You know? Absolutely.
Dave, do you have any thoughts?
It's really good to hear this, Rennie. Because one of the words that people are focusing in on now is relationship. And that's really at the heart of our training, helping people to build relationships. And you know, Rennie, we've talked about this often, about mentoring training programs. There's mentoring training, and then there are techniques and skills in mentoring. And we focus on both, but we really, really hit home on the mentoring training itself, and that is the dynamics of helping people to build relationships. And all these figures that Judy and Steve have been talking about are testimony to that. I certainly believe the power of building a relationship. And to hear Judy say that people have been, nearly 80% of relationships have carried on, even informally, is extraordinary, really. And that's testament to that that whole point about building a relationship.
Yeah. How many of you get people to repeat being mentors again in your programs? Oh, you know, let's hold that thought because we're about ready to go to commercial. So when we come back, we'll continue our conversation on return on investment and mentoring.